Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
But the first thing we want to talk about is celebrating what you heard us talk about for quite some time. We've been praying about, maybe you've been praying about it as well. But Pastor Saeed, who was in prison in Iran for building orphanages and house churches there for over 3 years, was just released. As a matter of fact, take a look with me.
After more than 3 years in captivity in Iran, where he was imprisoned and tortured, American Pastor Saeed Abedini is a free man, and he's right now on his way home to the United States.
Abedini was originally arrested for his work among Iran's house churches. He was one of the Americans who was set free in a prisoner swap with Iran, along with a reporter for the Washington Post and a former Marine. George Thomas has that story.
Pastor Saeed Abedini and two other Americans are making their way home, one step closer to reuniting with their families.
I've been a single mom for 3.5 years, and the kids, uniting with them, I think will be a precious moment.
In an exclusive interview just hours after her husband's release, Abedini's wife, Nagme, described to CBN News the moment when she told her two children, Rebecca and Jacob, that their father was coming home.
They were jumping up and down, rejoicing. It was very loud, very joyful, and I could see a heavy weight lifted off their little shoulders.
For the Abedini family, it has been 3.5 grueling years of advocacy and lots of prayer.
Outside of my faith in Jesus Christ, I'm so thankful for the millions who prayed, who trusted God with me, who did not give up, who would send me messages and letters saying, we're not giving up, we have not forgotten him.
The American Center for Law and Justice worked for Abedini's freedom. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow called his release a God moment.
Because as much as our lawyers work really hard and our teams around the globe work really hard, there were, as you said, George, millions of people praying from probably as many languages as there are people groups. And those prayers were answered. God supernaturally intervened, and we have the release of the Americans.
The dramatic events happened over the weekend when Iran agreed to free 5 American hostages in exchange for several Iranians accused or convicted of violating U.S. sanctions. Within hours of the prisoner swap, Iran joined the global economy for the first time in decades after the U.S. and EU agreed to lift sanctions following confirmation that the regime had kept its part of a nuclear deal signed last year, although the president did impose some new sanctions because of Iran's recent missile tests. But he praised the prisoner exchange.
And perhaps most important of all, we've achieved this historic progress through diplomacy without resorting to another war in the Middle East.
The freed Americans include Washington Post reporter Jason Razian, former U.S. Marine Amir Hekmati, Nosratullah Khosravi, and Matthew Trevithick. Not among those coming home is former FBI agent Robert Levinson, who disappeared in Iran in 2007. Abedini, Razian, and Hekmati are now at a U.S. military hospital in Germany, undergoing medical checkups before making the final journey home. George Thomas, CBN News.
This is such an exciting day that we got to be able to celebrate this. As you know, we talked about it. You remember Boise, Idaho. If you're with us, we talked about it when the president met with his wife and said that we would begin to do something about it. And a lot of you, and we joined in writing the president, thanking him for standing up. And it took a year. The witness is Jay Sekulow, where he's saying it's been over a year. We've been negotiating that. And I just thank God for Jay Sekulow. As you know, they're part of what we're doing here every single day. His son, I forget his son's name right now. They just worked tirelessly to be able to free him. They treated him worse and worse over over three years, putting him deeper and deeper back in the prison. And it looked like it wasn't going to happen. But God freed Pastor Saeed from this Iranian prison. This is just a wonderful day of celebration and what God is doing. Thank you for your prayers. We should just thank God for it and just begin to remember them this transition after being under that kind of pressure for so long. And being told to deny your faith for so long and being treated so badly, putting in with the worst prisoners he was put with while he was just building orphanages. He was just building orphanages, and he was had a network of house churches that he was going. By the way, the church in Iran is just really just exploding in growth. It's exciting to hear some of the reports. We had it on before on our program. It was Jordan Sekulow, by the way, that began to start this story and began to go with it, to where the whole firm, you know, ACLUJ, took it on and began to work to free him and negotiate. So it took a year of negotiations to be able to free him. We're excited. We thank God for that. And it reminds us, we don't want to just give up, because we're seeing the persecuted church take persecution of Christians all over the world. And sometimes it's once the press cycle finishes up on, you know, talking about what's going on, people think it's over. And it's like, no, they just talked about it for 2 weeks, but the person's still in prison. His wife was faithful to keep a torch out there burning for her husband and praying and believing God. And she spoke truth to power to the president. She stood before the White House with Jay Sekulow. And it's just amazing what she has done. Just an awesome wife. And we're excited about their family coming back together.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.